The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
After the amendment to put in place near-universal background checks failed last week, families from Newtown, Connecticut huddled together in the Capitol, hugging each other as tears streamed down their faces. Erica Lafferty's mom is Dawn Hawksprung, the principal who was gunned down protecting her students at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
The next time there's a mass shooting, it's going to be on their hands. It will be on their hands, absolutely.
Lafferty and other gun control advocates aren't giving up. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulled the gun bill off the Senate floor in order to buy his party more time to gather votes. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he isn't deterred by the decision to pull the gun bill.
You know, we're not stopping.
Kaine knows how big of a struggle it is to change gun laws. He was governor when a gunman killed 32 students and wounded 17 others at Virginia Tech.
The lesson that clearly came out of the Tech shooting is the better the background check system, the safer you are.
After the shooting, Kaine ushered through reforms in the state that closed legal loopholes that allowed the shooter to buy handguns even though he was mentally ill.
The better the background check system, the safer you are. I mean, we just learned that. It's a unequivocal and simple proposition, and we have an opportunity to fix the background check system with respect to gun shows and online sales to enforce existing laws, and we should do it.
Virginia's gun laws are of particular interest to officials up and down the East Coast, but not because they're viewed as deterrents to crime.
Virginia is part of the problem, they're not going to become part of the solution anytime soon.
That's Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran. Maryland, New York, and Connecticut all just passed some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. But lawmakers say parts of those laws become moot without a new federal law. According to Moran, that's partly because of the Commonwealth.
Virginia is one of the sources of gun trafficking in the country, all the way up the East Coast. People will go into Virginia and buy a case of guns and drive to an urban street corner up in Philadelphia, New York, and open up the trunk of their car and sell guns.
Republicans like Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith deny the problem, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen any data to that effect. It'll be interesting to see, 10 years from now, what the repeal of one gun a month has, what impact that has. But I don't think that, I have not seen any data that would suggest that, Virginia is a state from which a lot of guns are acquired. Far more guns are acquired through theft than they are through some kind of legal purchase process.
Griffith may not have seen it, but a 2010 report by Mayors Against Illegal Guns highlights the problem. That report compiled ATF data to show which states bleed the most guns across state lines. From 2007 to 2009, Virginia came in the dubious second and third places for guns sold that were later found to be used in crimes in other states. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says his state can't do it alone.
A state-only background check doesn't do anywhere near like a universal background check.
Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel opposes many of the gun amendments offered in the Senate debate, but he's sponsoring a bill that would make gun trafficking a federal crime for the first time. Ridgel says now that the Senate bill has been pulled, he's hoping his bill can pick up steam.
This legislation is needed. It's wise. It does nothing to infringe upon the Second Amendment, of which I am a strong supporter.
Gun control groups are now trying to flex their muscles by dumping money into congressional races nationwide. They want to show that they're a force to be reckoned with, just like the National Rifle Association. But for now, it looks like they'll have a better chance of passing piecemeal reform bills as opposed to a massive comprehensive bill. I'm Matt Laszlo.